there something on my head? Ick! Ick! A lizard! What's it doing here? Get it out! Get it out! What is all this, Father? Why are you wasting my time with this whiff-waff? Initiation? Who said anything about the initiation? I don't recall agreeing to that. I hate lizards. How many times do I have to tell you? Well, I don't care about getting married anyway.
Wow. Yes?
Wait, no. I mean, oh, I don't know.
Right now?
But wait! I'm not ready yet! That stinky old wagon is far too small for me. Maybe I could stretch my legs if you got rid of that worthless pot. Good grief! What's that? What kind of people are you, traveling with a freak like that? It's Charmley, you clot. Just head east. Eventually we'll come to the royal hunting ground. That's where the initiations take place. Oh, and before I forget, this phial contains a powder that masks human scent. You must sprinkle it on yourselves before we enter the royal hunting ground. Argon lizards are very sensitive to smell. If they get wind of our unmasked scent, they'll run away. In other words, we've got to smell like lizards to fight lizards. I'm supposed to be doing this by myself, so I shall be staying in the wagon until we arrive. I'll alight upon arrival, and we shall then proceed on foot. Now get a move on, you lazy rascals!
Look, there's one! An argon lizard! It's sound asleep, too! Now then, do you suppose you could lure it out somehow? We could try enticing it with a salamander, I suppose, but maybe we're a bit too far away here? I say, show me what it is you've got there. Well, well, a salamander, eh? The Chancellor said that argon lizards absolutely adore these. A sleeping lizard will wake up at the slightest whiff of one, apparently. I suppose that's proof enough. Now this is an order. Lure that lizard out for me immediately. What a troublesome creature. Why won't it come for the fruit, I wonder? It looks like we'll have to try throwing the salamander from a distance. This just doesn't seem to be working at all.
No, no, no! This won't do! It isn't big enough to impress Father or anyone else, for that matter. If only there were some more argon lizards, then we could fight them all and see if we got a bigger one. But those bothersome lizards keep running away and hiding when they see me coming. I'm just too intimidating for my own good. Anyway, I'm hungry now. Servants, the day's hunt is over. Find level ground and prepare a campsite for my night's repose.
You feather-brained rascal! You forgot to use the lizard humor I gave you, didn't you? Didn't I tell you that you wouldn't be able to get close to a lizard without it? Now do as you're told and stop wasting my time.
Indeed I am, you uneducated bumpkin. They merely accompanied me here. They shall be accompanying me on the way home as well. I've instructed them to await my return just inside the royal hunting ground.
Bother! How dare it run away! Don't these lizards realize I want to get this tiresome chore out of the way and return to the castle? Come to think of it, the Chancellor did say something about approaching them from behind so as not to frighten them off. We'll never get close to them if you keep charging in like a herd of trolls. I'm sure they wouldn't run away if you approach them more slowly. I say, how many times do I have to tell you? You have to approach them quietly from behind, otherwise they'll run away. You just don't listen, do you? Do you? For the thousandth time, you mustn't run up to them. Walk up slowly from behind. Slowly from behind, understand? Slowly! I had no idea commoners were quite so stupid. Will you never catch on? Now just you listen carefully to your master's voice this time. You have to creep up on them silently from behind. What you have to not do is run up to them noisily from the front. Understand?
So this is an argon heart, but it's so small. Looks like the argon lizards aren't anything to worry about after all.
We'll have to keep hunting lizards until we find one big enough to do justice to my heroism.
No, this is no good either. We need to find a bigger one. The only way I'll get the respect I deserve is by returning with the biggest Argon heart the world has ever seen. So, we're going to keep going until we find one big enough to take back. Do I make myself clear? Come on, giddy up. Do as I say. Giddy up. Go. Listen to me, you stupid beast. Shut up. I'll show you how to break in a horse. Stupid animal. Maybe a little pain will teach you. Ah! Calm down. Stop bucking. Stop. I'm going to fall. I'll whip some manners into you. You stubborn beast! You should be honored to have a taste of my quap! I'll teach you some proper respect for your rider! So, the horse is that important to you? Fine, your wish is granted. Prepare to accept her punishment! Did you hear that? It's the cry of an Argon lizard! Forget the stupid horse, we've got to catch that lizard! This is it! This is exactly what I needed! This will show Father and his servants! I can just see their faces now. Oh, Chamlet, how wonderful. What a hero you are. They'd better, after all I went through to get it. Servants, back to the castle. Oh, it was a mere formality. See, I would have got a larger one, but I'm far too busy to waste my time on such flipperwith. Home at last. It feels like a lifetime since we left on our epic journey. What's this? The flags are up. Oh, the bazaar is on. It must have started while we were away. I'm going to do a little shopping before I go back to the castle.
Dismissed!
If I go back to the castle now, I won't have any time to enjoy the bazaar.
Ah.
I'll go back tomorrow. Tonight, we stay at the inn.
Don't worry, I'll pay for you paupers.
Ah, there you are, and you've arrived just in time. Without further ado, allow me to present my new Argon heart. The biggest you ever saw. I mean, you've seen a real Argon heart for yourselves. You can tell this is no fake. I suppose you're wondering where I acquired it. Well, as luck would have it, one of the peddlers was selling one.
Another?
One is quite enough. Anyway, you can keep the Argon heart from the Royal Hunting Ground for yourselves. I'm going to take this one back to the castle. You'll stay quiet about this, of course. And once the bazaar moves on, I won't need to worry about that peddler telling anyone. It's a flawless plan. Well, this is farewell. I'm off to the castle. Drop by sometime if you'd like to see the adoration on my subjects' faces firsthand. Ta-ta!
Of course, Father.
Yes. Of course, I fought the lizard with my own hands, and a frightful beast it was, too. Well, well, pleased to make your acquaintance indeed. I am Prince Chamlet of Argonia. Goodness, you must be Princess Medea.
Charmed, I'm sure.
One look at you is enough to make me forget all the other beautiful girls I've ever met. I'm the luckiest man in the world to have you as my wife.
It's Chamlet!
Oh, aren't you those servants from the initiation? No doubt you're here because you heard the news of my wedding. Well, I'm afraid this is as far as you can come. I can't possibly have commoners like you at such a grand royal affair. It's not as if you're aristocracy or wealthy or, well, anything! Honestly, where has the princess got to? What's taking her so long? Honestly, where has the princess got to? What could possibly be taking her so long? What do you think you're doing? Are you trying to ruin my wedding? I won't stand for it! Guards, get rid of him at once! Ah. What is it, Father? Tell me at once. What did you say? I don't believe it. Well, she must have been kidnapped. It's the only explanation. Aha! Of course! It was you! This is all you're doing! He was jealous, so he kidnapped the princess. Seize him at once! How could you let them get away, you incompetent rogues? How could you be so remiss as to let a wagged wabble like them rout you, you rotten rascals? I should have known better than to entrust my princess's retrieval to a troop of reluctant roughnecks!
But, I can't do that all on my own. I'll send the royal guard.
But I got that huge Argon heart during the initiation all by myself!
Father, how can you say such a thing? I'm the rightful groom.
What's that? Is it an Argon ring?
I don't understand. Only members of the royal family who've passed the initiation should have a wing like that.
No, I won't allow it. Princess Medea is promised to me, so I'm the one who's going to be marrying her.
What stuff and nonsense is this? Father, if this is your idea of a joke, I am not amused. I simply cannot fathom why Father won't just accept my decision and stop trying to force me to undergo that ridiculous initiation. It's absurd to expect me to go to the royal hunting ground all on my own and defeat a lizard. Ugh! A lizard! The name alone is enough to give me the willies. The world would be a much better place without them, in my opinion. I saw a portrait of Princess Medea, and she looked like an absolute peach. I'd marry her tomorrow if I could. But first I have to get this tedious initiation out of the way. Oh, I can't do it. I just can't do it. At this rate, I'll never be able to marry Princess Medea. Blast and botheration! Why did I have the misfortune to be born a prince? If only I were a lowly commoner, I wouldn't have to worry about this silly initiation. Oh, I just can't abide those awful lizards. But if I were a lowly commoner, I don't suppose I should ever be able to marry a rare beauty like Princess Medea. Oh, life is so cruel.